Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Welcome back to day 5 of our Countdown to Black Friday series. Today, we're diving into a topic that I think we could all use a little more of, especially during the holidays: creating a mindful holiday experience. This season can be so rushed and packed with to-dos that we sometimes miss the moments that actually matter. So let's talk about ways to slow down and be present during this special time. Imagine going through the holiday season feeling like when you wake up, your mind is a constant checklist, wrap gifts, plan meals, keep up with the regular responsibilities, trying to make everything perfect for your family. And by the time you actually sit down, your mind is still racing and you can't even really fully enjoy being there with them. To think, how is it that I'm doing all of this for my family, but I'm missing out on the joy that's right in front of me? I want you to know that I am not against, you know, you wanting to do those things, right? Because lately we're talking about how making things realistic and actionable for you, right? But if you feel like you need something to change, you realize that you're going through the motions without truly experiencing any of it, that's when you want to start exploring being more mindful. Not in some big dramatic way, but through simple changes like focusing on your breathing, noticing the sounds around you, and intentionally grounding yourself in the moment. Little by little, you're going to start to feel more present and actually enjoy what is working. So, today, I want you to know that you can be mindful. It can sound like a big concept, but really it's about being present, paying attention to what's happening in the moment, and fully experiencing it. So much of our stress during the holidays come from the pressures to keep moving, keep going, and pack in as much as possible. Go, 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 go. But mindfulness invites us to pause and really just reflect. You know, it allows you to feel the joy, the peace, and the warmth of the season, the gratitude. For example, imagine setting aside a few moments each day, maybe in the morning or at night, to just sit quietly, breathe, and center yourself. Just 1 or 2 minutes of intentional breathing can do wonders to calm your mind. And then as you go through your day, when you're with your family, whether you're decorating the house, baking cookies, or watching your favorite holiday movies, try to focus on that one activity. Let everything else fall away and be fully present in that moment. So you're like, how can I start doing this, right? Creating a more mindful holiday experience. Here are a few simple ideas. Start each day with intention. Take a few moments when you wake up to set an intention for the day. Maybe it's to find one moment to just really relish in, or just be present with your loved ones. Setting this intention can help you keep mindfulness at the forefront. I want you to embrace the small moments. You know, we often think we need to have a grand experience to make memories, but sometimes it's the small, quiet moments that end up meaning the most. Take a few minutes in the morning with a warm cup of tea or coffee, whatever you like, and notice how it feels in your hand. When you're spending time with your kids or your husband, put your phone down and focus on being fully present with them. The next one is to practice gratitude in real time. Whenever you notice something that makes you feel grateful, pause and say a little thank you to yourself. Either in your mind or out loud, gratitude has a way of bringing us back to be present, reminding us of the good that's right in front of us. Take breathing breaks. If you feel the holiday rush creeping in, stop for a quick breathing exercise. A few deep breaths can calm your mind and your body. Imagine it helping you feel more grounded and present. When you just breathe in and you follow, like, you imagine where your breath is going. And the biggest one is to just let go of perfection. Sometimes we get caught up in making everything perfect that we miss the beauty of what's actually happening. Give yourself permission to let things be imperfect. and something goes differently than planned, see if you can just laugh about it or find the silver lining. The beauty of mindfulness is that it not only helps you enjoy the season, but it allows you to support your overall wellness. When you're more present, you're less likely to feel overwhelmed by the pressures of the holiday season. It helps you regulate your emotions, reduce your stress, bring a sense of calm that radiates into your family. It's like filling up your own cup so that you can pour out to others without feeling completely drained. Start the new year feeling refreshed, centered, and content because you took time to be present with yourself and your loved ones rather than feeling burnt out from the holiday rush. That's the real power of creating a mindful holiday experience. Imagine going through the holidays, trying to put on a big production and do all the things. If that's feeling for you, you know, plan it out, make it work, but just still be mindful of how you feel. But the most important thing is don't go through the holiday depleting yourself that when it is over, you're drained and you're going into the new year you're tired. You know, you don't want to go back to work from the holidays drained. You want to feel refreshed. You want to be able to have joy and go into a new year with the right attitude. And that's why in my membership, you know, we dive into mindfulness and intentionality, making sure that we're putting this as daily practices so it can support your mental and your emotional wellness. It's all about finding those small, manageable ways to bring mindfulness into your daily life. Even with a busy schedule, we're not talking about anything complicated, just simple practices that help you stay connected to what really matters. When you have a community that's focused on being intentional and mindful, it becomes easier to prioritize these things in your own life. You start to feel more supported. You're reminded that it's okay to slow down and enjoy each moment. That's what I want for you, especially during the holidays and beyond. I want you to enter the new year feeling centered and at peace, not burned out. If you are like, I want more peace, I want more presence, and more joy this holiday season, then keep an ear out for the Black Friday offer coming up. This membership might just be the tool you need to help bring more mindfulness and balance into your life. Imagine having a community of other moms who are working towards the same goals, who understand the struggle of balancing it all, but also know the importance of slowing down to enjoy each moment. Together, we can grow through the season with a sense of calm and purpose. So if you're ready to create a more mindful holiday, make sure to tune in tomorrow as I'll be sharing a sneak peek of this special Black Friday offer that's designed to support you. Okay, last year, when I was being more mindful about the holidays, it allowed me to show up different. It made me smile. It made me really just relish in the moments of being present and just seeing my kids enjoy those moments. And I want the same for you. Tomorrow, I'll be giving you a sneak peek of the Black Friday special offer I've been hinting at every day. And I think you're really going to love it. If this episode has been great to you, make sure you tune in tomorrow for this offer to see exactly how you can get supported through this holiday season. And as always, be sure to share, leave a review, and until next time. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.